SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump welcoming French President Macron to Washington today. The French president, the latest world leader to visit the White House for talks with Donald Trump, how to win the Ukraine war is expected to top the agenda. Meanwhile, foreign leaders are attending events in Kyiv to mark the third anniversary of the Russia-Ukraine war.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has reiterated the EU's commitment to standing by Ukraine.
A free and sovereign Ukraine is not only in the European interest, but it is in the interest of the whole world. Because the autocrats around the world are watching very carefully.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the summit that Russia won't gift his country peace.
Putin не подарує нам цей мир.
Instead, he says it must be achieved through strength, wisdom, and unity. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNnews.com, we'll get a few peeks at where the economy may be headed. That's coming up over the next few days.
Although corporate earnings slowed to a trickle this week, several high-profile companies, including Home Depot, NVIDIA and Paramount, will report their most recent quarterly performance. Also this week, the latest consumer confidence reading, as well as a second estimate on the fourth quarter gross domestic product. A closely watched report on inflation will round out the week on Friday.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Starbucks plans to lay off 1,100 corporate employees globally as new chairman and CEO Brian Nichols streamlines operations. Nichols says Starbucks is also eliminating several hundred open and unfilled positions. Baristas in Starbucks stores are not impacted by these layoffs. On Wall Street, the Dow had 133 points, the NASDAQ composite down 109. This is SRN News. Why do Americans homeschool?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and the answers run the gamut. A lot of moms and dads say they teach their kids at home because they're concerned about the environment at their local school, while others want to direct the moral education of their children. Other parents want to specifically give their youngsters religious instruction, which isn't possible in traditional schools. About 3% of all American kids are homeschooled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off for abortions may proceed. A federal appeals court has ruled. The Eighth Circuit Court's decision reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of that case in June due to lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the state sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, challenging its rules on how to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. Cartels are getting protection from an interesting place.
After the United States designated six Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations and plans to eradicate them, Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, made changes to that country's constitution that would essentially block any investigation or action by foreign law enforcement agencies without their permission. Sheinbaum's been harshly criticized by political opponents and news outlets in Mexico in the past for appearing to protect drug cartels from the U.S. government. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More than 7,000 people have died this year as Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have captured unprecedented amounts of territory in mineral-rich eastern Congo. The M23 has spoken of unseating the Congolese government, and the rebels are attempting to gain more ground. M23 now threatens the city of Uriva. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.